know, and we do a lot of things to try and be safe. We get to a corner, an intersection, and we look both ways. We train our children to look both ways before you cross the street because we want to keep them safe. There's so many things that we do in our natural life to try to remain safe. Those who have guns, they have a safety on them.
That's right.
You know, those who play baseball, they want to see the umpire do this. Mean he's safe.
Amen.
Because if he do this, that means you're out. See? I say all that today because I want to let you know today that we're safe in his arms.
Yes.
In capital H-I-S arms, we're safe in the arms of the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God. And I looked up the definition for safe, and it's free from harm or risk. It's secure from threat or danger or loss. We all want to be safe. Now, thank God we're safe in his arms.
Yeah.
The subject, the passage we want to look at is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 and 11. And it reads like this. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in it and are safe. Conversely, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. And like a high wall, he in his own esteem. I'm not a rich man, and I know without God I can do nothing. So I choose to take the previous to know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Proverbs 29 and 25 say, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe.
Amen.
See, there's safety in the Lord. But I just want to take about four portions of that verse 10 today as we talk about safe in his arms.
Yeah.
One thing we want to look at is it says, the passage says, the name of the Lord. See? And then it says, is a strong tower.
Yes.
And then it says, the righteous run in. And then it says, and they are saved. One thing we need to know is who the Lord is.
That's right.
See, I can't talk about how strong and mighty and loving and kind he is if I don't know him.
That part.
And that's why it's so important for us to share our faith with a dark and dying world.
Amen.
You know, our subject in Power Hour this morning was love and obey God.
Yes.
You can't love him, you can't obey him if you don't know him.
Amen. Amen.
See, a lot of people know of somebody.
Yes.
Have you ever heard something about somebody you didn't know before? And sometimes you may hear about them as good, hear about them as bad, and then you meet them for yourself, and then you see them just as they are. Yes. It's a lot of folks who know about God, and they talk God talk, and they use God cliches, but sometimes they don't know God. And then sometimes we're wondering why the person is in such a bad way all the time.
Amen.
On one hand, they're saying godly things, but on the other hand, they don't know him.
That part.
Oh, but those who know the Lord.
Yes.
See, thank you, God. I think Paul said, oh, that I might know him.
In the power of his resurrection.
In the power of his resurrection.
Fellowship of
and in the fellowship of his suffering. I want to know the Lord.
Yes.
How about you? I want to be more like Jesus. Each and every day. I want to hear the voice of God.
Yes.
I want God to lead and guide and direct my life.
Yes.
I want to hate those things that God hates and love those things that God loves.
Amen.
So we're talking about safe in his arms. So the folks of old, they knew the Lord. Those who were called by his name, they knew who he was. And so the writer would say, the name of the Lord. What's his name? Jehovah.
Yes.
Come on. What's his name? Elohim. What's his name? Jesus. See? You know, so they say the name of the Lord. So we need to know his name. We need to know who we're calling upon. And so as it was then, so it is now. God sent his son Jesus to save a sinner, a wretch like me. We can call upon him. Have anybody ever had to call upon the Lord way over in the middle of the night?
Amen.
You know, you would think in the middle of the night sometimes everything is okay, everything's quiet, but sometimes there's trouble in our hearts and in our mind in the middle of the night.
That's right.
And we begin to call upon the name of the Lord. You see, the name of the Lord. See, and I'm reminded of Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Here we get into the Advent season. You know, and see, there's a name that's above every name.
That's right.
And at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. See, it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name what?
Jesus.
Help me spell that for a minute.
J-E-S-U-S.
Woo. Hallelujah. You shall call his name Jesus. Why? For he will save his people from their sins. Won't he do it?
Yes.
Didn't he do it?
Yes.
Isn't he still doing it?
Yes.
The name of the Lord. It says in the 23rd verse, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, being translated God with us. The name of the Lord. Thank you, God. In Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11, it says, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. It's above John and Sally and George, President, Potentate, whatever we can come up with. That at the name of Jesus,
that's right,
every knee should bow.
Yes.
Of those in heaven and of those on earth.
Hallelujah.
And of those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God.
Yes.
Is he Lord in your life on today?
Amen.
If he's the Lord, let's give him some praise on today. Because this is the stage to be able to understand what Solomon is writing here in Proverbs. Listen, we want to be saved. And so the point today is we're saved in his arms.
Yeah.
Why are we saved? Because we know him as our Lord and Savior. We know we can call upon his name.
Amen.
So they said, so the scripture says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. So when I think about a strong tower, I'm thinking about a solid fortified place. A place where there's safety. A place where the enemy can't get to.
Amen.
You know, I don't know about y'all, but I think I do. There's no place like home. Is that true?
Amen.
You can go somewhere everywhere, but there ain't no place like home. And you know in your home, you're going to have some peace.
Amen.
You know in your home that you're going to be in a safe place. There's places where you can go and you don't feel that safe. I never will forget, Brother Joe, you know, Tarlac was outside of Angeles City in the Philippines. And it was, the wine was cheaper in Tarlac. And so folks would leave the base, get in the jeepney, to go get, of all things, cheaper wine. In a hostile territory because it was cheaper. Mind you, a GI and his girlfriend had just got killed there a week earlier. But we're going to go to Tala. Listen, stay out of Tala. But we got down there, and I never felt nothing like this before, but I felt like we were being watched. We going through these little hooches and different things, and something was telling me, boy, you better get out of here. God has a way of keeping us safe even before we get to know him. But once we get to know him, we need to say, God, thank you.
Yes.
You saved me from so much. What could have been, you didn't allow it to happen. I say, God, thank you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. I don't know why I had to give y'all that testimony.
I don't know either.
That's the truth. See, God has protected us from danger, seen and unseen. So the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's a fortress. And the scripture says in Psalm 61, 1 through 3, hear my cry. Mm. Have anybody ever cried out to the Lord? Yeah. I'm talking about showing up crying now. I'm talking about that cry when nothing else will work.
Yeah.
That cry when you don't know what to do, when you don't know which way to turn. That cry when you're overwhelmed. See, we not the Lord, you're not the Lone Ranger, neither am I. We're not immune to trouble. Trouble comes our way. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. It says, hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. It's saying, God, hear my prayer. Amen. Do we believe God is hearing us when we pray?
Yes.
Amen. And knowing that he's moving on our behalf.
Yes.
He said, from the end of the earth, God, I'll cry out to you.
Yes.
No matter where I'm at, God, I'm going to cry out to you.
Yes.
Thank you, God. And it might even be in that 737 airplane hitting terminus going to Oklahoma. I'm crying out to the Lord, and I don't care who's listening. Lord, save us, Lord. Keep us safe, God, in the name of Jesus. And how many times when you have somebody in your family flying around and you get a text saying, we landed what? Safe. Landed safe. He says, hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed.
That's right.
When my heart is overwhelmed.
That's right.
Mother, sometimes my heart is overwhelmed.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to that rock that's higher than I.
Amen.
It's not about me. Without him, I can do nothing. Lead me to that rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me.
Mm.
Can anybody identify with that today? You have been a shelter for me. And watch this. And a strong tower from the enemy. We ought to give the Lord a hand for
amen.
You. You have been a shelter for me.
Yeah.
And a strong tower from the enemy. So here, the admonishment is, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And I love this part, the righteous run. First of all, what causes us to be righteous? Romans 5 and 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We don't have our own righteousness. I can't go talking about how righteous I am, but I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. My sins are forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm covered in his blood. I'm a peculiar people. I'm a holy nation. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a chosen generation. So therefore, when God sees me, he sees the blood of Jesus. And so it says the righteous, see, only thing makes us righteous is that relationship with God. And now, if we understand that he's a strong tower, his the name alone, then guess what? In trouble, we can get in a hurry. It said the righteous run in. See, listen, don't be hesitating to pray when trouble comes your way. I don't care how much you done acted up or messed up. When trouble comes, start praying right now. Because he's a right now God. See, the righteous run into it. See, sometimes we run to this neighbor. We run to that neighbor. We run to Facebook. We run to Instagram. We run to all kinds of stuff. But the righteous run to the Lord. We run to the throne of grace. The Bible says, therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Is this the time of need we're living in? Or
amen.
Oh, yes, it is. Praise God. Praise God. So if the righteous run in and they're safe and the world can't do us no harm. We used to play hide and go seek back in Oklahoma. You know, if you make it back to base, you safe. But while you away from the base, you in trouble. I never did get this part right, and my wife knew it. She ain't in here, but they would say something like, Ollie, I've been free or something. all come out three of playing that game. I never did get the words right. All I knew was I better try to get safe.
Amen.
See, and I thank God today that we're safe in His arms.
Yes.
Say, we need to know today that we're safe in the arms of Jesus.
Amen.
See, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So that passage that Ryan just said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and are safe. There's a safe place in God.
Amen.
Yeah, in God, we don't have to be stressed out. In God, we don't have to feel inferior. In God, we don't have to feel like we all that in a bag of chips. We can be safe in His arms. Listen, He cares for us.
Amen.
I'd love to see mothers holding their babies. And it's a real blessing when you see a father holding and ministering a baby, which is not all what you see a lot these days. Where, you know, but it's nothing like a baby being saved in the arms of the parent.
Yes.
The baby can be crying and acting up, but mother grabs that baby, and whatever that problem is, that hug makes it all right.
That's right.
And that baby goes, See, I'm saying, rock me, Jesus, right?
That's right.
Rock me in the cradle of your arms. Yes, God, I'm a big old baby now. But I want you to hold me, y'all.
Yeah.
Mother Willis used to say, hold me, Jesus, hold me. Hold me in the hollow of your hand. I know you remember that one, Mother. See, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they're safe, and the world can't do you no harm. Psalm 46, 1-2, God is our refuge and strength.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Refuge, He's that safe place. And He's strength. He's my strength.
Amen.
You know what I found out? When I'm weak, then am I strong.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. The word of the Lord came to Zerubbabel back then in the Old Testament, said, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And we can do all things through who?
Christ.
Who through Christ, who what? Who strengthens us. Listen, we live in a day, we got to believe that.
Amen.
We got to stand on that. We have to walk in that because we're living in perilous times. The scripture says, in the last days, perilous times will come. And men will be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. We're seeing this all around us, but we're safe in His arms. I'm not worried about North Korea. I'm not worried about China. I'm not worried about nothing, but I'm going to keep my eyes and my heart on Jesus because I'm safe in His arms. Jesus died for me. And when you see some of the stories and you see some of the news clips, remember when ISIS was cutting folks' heads off? And some of those very folks whose heads were being cut off, they would not denounce Jesus. For God I'll live. For God I'll die. Swim, sing, or drown, I'm on the Lord's side.
Yes.
Saints, we're saved in His arms today.
Hallelujah.
God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Oh, thank you, God. That's why He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, because His name is a strong tower.
Yes.
Thank you. God is calling for a people today that's going to stand in the gap. People that's going to stand and tell the devil you're alive. Jesus is Lord. God be glorified.
Amen.
We need to know who we are.
Amen.
God is our refuge and strength.
Amen.
A very present help in trouble. Now, not in the time of trouble, but God is in trouble.
Yes.
He's in your trouble.
Amen.
When trouble comes knocking on your door, He's there. Oh, He's just a phone call away. And His line is never busy.
That's right.
He don't have a party line.
Amen.
Somebody said, I got a telephone in my heart and I can call Him up anytime.
Yeah.
Amen. Doop, doop, doop. Jesus. Can't nobody break that code, amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear.
That's right.
Even though the earth be removed.
Yes.
And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Safe in His arms today. We're safe in the arms of Jesus. He who dwells in the secret place
of the Most High.
Of the Most High. shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge
and my fortress.
And my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. I'm going to run to the rock that will never give way. I'm going to run to the rock that's higher than I. He's a shelter in the time of storm. He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's our company keeper when we're lonely. I'm in a safe place. So why do I have to pick? Sometimes we can't testify because we're fearful, but God is saying, you're in a safe place.
Yes.
Talking about who I am and what I've done for you. Yes. So just tell it so you can't tell it no more, and I'll bless you.
Yes.
We overcome right by the words of my testimony and the blood of the Lamb.
Preach, Daddy.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
There's so many folks
yes
who have learned to call upon that name.
Yes.
So many folks who have learned to call on the name of the Lord, knowing it's a strong tower, and you can run into and say, Abraham said, I'm calling on Jehovah Jireh. He made a way out of no way for me. When I was going to raise my hand to come down and sacrifice my son, he said, stay your hand. Abraham, I got a ram in the bush over here.
Yes.
Oh, somebody know him like that. Moses. He was there fighting the Amalekites. And as long as he had his arms up, the children of Israel were prevailing. And when he got tired, or sometimes we get a little tired, you know, even though Paul said, don't get weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap. If you faint not. That's why we need each other. He got a little weary. But Aaron and her say, come on, man, we're going to hold your arms up. We need to hold each other's arms up. And whenever his arms are up, then they prevail. And he came up, he says, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. I'm victorious in the Lord because his name is a strong tower. Gideon. The man was hiding from the Amorites?
The Malachi.
Midianites,
yeah.
He was hiding. He was scared. They were surrounded by the enemy. But when God got through dealing with him and sent the angel of the Lord to talk to him, and the man was living in fear. But God said, I'm Jehovah Shalom.
Yes.
Gideon, I'm your peace. Yes. You don't have to worry no more. The victory is already won because I am God Almighty.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. How do we know him today? Jeremiah, that weeping prophet.
Yes.
The one had to tell the people of God, listen, get right, church, and let's go home.
Yes.
Had to tell them, look, quit sinning. Come out of that corner, you can't hide.
Yes.
Put away your idols, live for God.
Yes.
And he got thrown in the pits, and so many things happened to him. But he came up with Jehovah sickening him.
Yes.
The Lord is our righteousness.
Yes.
Again, we're righteous because of who he is
yes
and what he's done.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Ezekiel, Jehovah Shema.
Yes.
Shavah, the last book in chapter in Ezekiel, and God is giving him a glimpse of heaven. He's giving him a glimpse of the millennial kingdom and all that this man has gone through as a prophet of the Lord. But God gives him a name, and it's that Shema, and it says, the Lord is here.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. We need to know the Lord is where you are.
Right.
Somebody say, I know the Lord is here because I brought him with me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. I don't try to call the Lord down. He's already here.
That's right.
He who is within me, then he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord. David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever because I'll be safe in his arms. You see, sometimes we have to testify. I was sinking. Oh, yes, I was. Deep in sin. Far from the peaceful
preach
shore.
Now.
Very deeply stained within. Seeking to rise no more. But the master.
All right.
Of the sea. He heard my despairing cry. And from the waters, he lifted me. Now saved, delivered, blessed.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Come on. still answer prayer. Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Bless your name, God.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, God.
Thank you, Lord. So much comes our way. Problem heartaches and pain.
Yes.
But I'm going to let you know they'll soon be over.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He's Jehovah Rapha. He heals us.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
You believe in God, believe also in me.
Yes.
For in my Father's house is a safe place.
Yes. Yes.
You can be safe in his arms. When we step out of here, we're going to step into glory.
Yes, yes, yes.
At the memorial yesterday, the mother was 90 plus years old. And she told the pastor, said, just tell him when she was so sick. Just tell him to pray with just medical needs. Medical was. Just pray for medical needs. But she was dying of liver cancer. The pastor said, well, what? But what if they asked me deep? Just tell them medical issues. I forget what she said. But she said, tell them I'm not fighting anything. She said, I know that my Redeemer lives.
Yes.
All right.
She said, I know I'm going to a place where I'm going to be with my Savior.
Yes.
And what a testimony. And it was such a testimony. Her life, the last few months, she was at our home in July. And she probably knew she was sick then. But she's in glory now.
Amen.
But I want to just say this, and we're going to close out. But it had her life, her death, had an impact on her son. Her son was living in a way that was not conducive to what God would have him live. And watching his mother and listening to her testimony, and her said, am I dead yet? They, no, Mom, no.
Yeah.
But seeing that she was ready to go, this man turned and said, I'm not going there anymore. I'm not doing that. He called me Reggie. He said, Reggie, I'm going to live for God. He said, I've been ignoring him for 2 years, but I want to have what my mother got.
Yeah.
I want to have that assurance that when I leave here, that I'm going to see her again. When I leave here, I can go in peace.
Yeah.
I said, look at God.
Yes.
Gave the brother a safe place.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus,
bless your
we
name.
Thank you and we praise you. We thank you for your word, God. We just thank you for Jesus.
Yes.
God, we thank you that we're safe in your arms.
Yes.
And Father, any of us, if any of us have fear or experience fear from time to time, speak to our hearts and our minds and quicken our spirit, God, to let us know we're safe in your arms. That we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. Give us to depend totally on you. Help us to decrease, God, that you may increase in our lives. Fill us to more with your spirit on a daily basis. Help us to live for you, God. Help us to stand on your word. Help us to lay hands on the sick. Help us, God, to pray for those that are in need. Help us, Lord, to stand up firm and tell the devil he's a liar. God, we need you today. And we thank you. We praise you. We bless you, God. Look on the saints everywhere. Everywhere. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Raise us up to be a mighty army for you. Saints here, there, and everywhere, God. As we're living in these end times. But we thank you. And we praise you. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, it's first Sunday, it's Communion Sunday, and we're going to fellowship around the table of the Lord with